See, the New Testament law is much broader than the old. And so if you're proud, now you're a transgressor. You're not just proud, you're a sodomite. That's what you call it. Adulterers, adulteresses. Big sins. Kill, you murderer. You're a murderer, an adulteress, a witch. Just for pride. Yeah, pride. It's good enough. God resists it. He's against it. Literally means like he sets himself in array against it, like to do battle. To range oneself against, to oppose. Antitasomai. Alrighty, he says... I want to talk more. The favor that God gives comes through humility. I think of David, you know, and then Saul. He says, when you were small in your own sight, I took you. He gave him grace. But then what? When he became proud, he resisted him. He became his enemy. So, what does that mean? How do, you know, the grace of God comes first, right? Yes, it does. But you see, there's more grace. There's greater grace. I mean, the grace of God comes to you that you could have faith, that you could have virtue, knowledge, temperance, humility, right? And just like add to your faith virtue, you can add to the grace. Grace, meaning God gives you, God gave me grace at one point to begin studying the Bible, right? And to have faith in his word, to believe God, to believe in Jesus Christ. And I humbled myself. And I, in my destitution of my sins, I cried out to God. I cried out for 10 years. Not every day. You know, I probably could have been much more diligent in it. Now with the perfect work of patience, I see how we obtain these things. You know, I would have cried out more. I should have. I should cry out yet. Through that, I cried out, and in that lowliness, he brought out, he gave me even more grace. He brought me to a place where I could receive the Spirit of God. He delivered me from drugs and alcohol. I could have been lifted up in that. In fact, that was a little bit, I think. But then he humbled me. And then he gave me more grace to overcome more things, more favor. See how that he adds to the grace. He gives grace to the humble. So be humble, and you will get more grace, greater grace. So submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Again, it says, believe on the Son of God, and you will receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Well, you think you just do it, and it happens, right? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I resisted him, but he didn't run away. The devil came right back. In fact, I don't even know if he even turned around. Resist him. You got to keep resisting. See, you got to continue in the resistance. You got to keep up the resistance. You got to keep up the fight. You got a war. You got to fight. Now, not because of the lust in your members. Because of your desire for glory in the kingdom of God. Seek ye first those things. Let the other stuff be added to you. I feel like, you know, like, there are good things I'd like to do with money, but I know in my heart there are things, if I had money, I would probably not do all good things with it. I'd probably consume a lot of it on my lust. Because, you know, in the world I live in, there's so much to lust after here in America. I go down to Walmart. I'm just filled with lustful things. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's a few needful things in there, right? A lot of lustful things in there. I mean, oh, look at this. That's a nice desk. Nice furniture. I mean, all my furniture is beat up in like third hand. Not that I don't think much about furniture. I'm just using that analogy. But I mean, it's like, you know, video games look pretty good, you know, and DVDs and games and toys. I mean, I love my children and I love to give them good things. And I like to enjoy it with them, you know? That's probably the biggest thing I would do. I'd probably spoil my kids rotten. Not really rotten, but I mean that as a figure of speech. Is I'd give them, I wouldn't be doing them much good because it's good for them to desire. Or, I mean, what I mean is good for them to learn to be content. Not good for them. What I mean is, I don't want them to be desiring these things all the time. I want them to learn to be content. Part of me wants to just give it to them so that they won't, so they'll totally devalue it. You know, in a sense. But, you know what? God knows me. He knows that I probably wouldn't spend a lot on myself. Though there are things I want to buy. I could use another microphone for my studio. I could use a better sound card, but that's for the Lord's work. But you know, He knows I need that stuff and how bad I need it. Look at the one I got is keeping me going right now. For the work that's being done, it's good enough. And I'm content. I want my children to be content. I want my wife to be content. But all around us in the world, there are things that make us blessed. You know? Would I go to the Salvation Army for my furniture if I had all this money? I probably would. Now,